We're going to Jersey Shore, bitch. Actually, this week, we really are going back to the Jersey Shore. So much happened this episode. It's crazy. You don't want to miss it. You're watching Jersey Shore After Show on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Get crazy, get wild. Hey. I'm so excited. This is my favorite week.
Yes.
Because we're actually going back.
We're back at Jersey Shore, bitch. What?
Seriously, this is... I am so sad that we don't have the rest of our co-hosts here today.
Yeah.
Because this is like the best episode of Jersey. But it's okay. We miss them dearly. I'm going to be your host today. My name is Justine.
And what's up, guys? I'm DJ, a.k.a. Big Mama... Or wait, what was it? I forgot.
Big Mama D?
Mama DJ, I think it is. Yeah, whatever it is. I'm your girl DJ, and I'm so happy about this week's episode. It's so exciting.
And I'm JWoww, because, I mean, look, I have the glasses. It all looks that great.
All JWoww'd out.
Okay, so like usual, so much didn't happen in the episode, but it did. You know, like, I always feel like there's so much to talk about. Jersey Shore, close to my heart. We all love it. That is why we're here. Mm-hmm. So let's just start off. The episode is Vinny and Angelina, a love story. We're going to get into that in a minute. Let's just start off by saying I think it's funny that Snooki was pregnant 6 years ago and now Dean is.
I know.
Isn't that funny?
A second pregnant meatball at the Jersey Shore house. I'm surprised she didn't want to get her own, like, separate house. You know, but
well, because it was for like a night probably. So I don't think it really mattered.
They didn't stay that long. And obviously they're not as crazy as they were when they were 21. So
not as crazy as they were. That is actually, like, couldn't be more far from the truth. When Danny had them come into the house today, he said, "Don't trash the place." In quotes, "Don't trash the place." And then there was flashbacks of the cast throwing food. I think there was a...
There was milk, there was ketchup, there was mustard, there was
everything.
Cake, frosting, it was everywhere. Like,
yes.
What?
It was insane. And those flashbacks proved to be true because tonight they did it again.
Did the same damn thing.
So what did you think? Because basically, Vinny and Angelina have this, everybody thinks that they have this like secret little love connection. And everybody's like just banging out, you know. Get it over with, the sexual attention.
Because they did it before.
Yeah, but I just find it weird that she has a significant other. Like, she's not even just dating. They're engaged. And we get into it a little bit later in the episode, kind of the backstory on them. But still, the fact that she's engaged and nobody talks about it. It doesn't seem like anybody talks about that.
Yeah, I found it really weird. I mean, it almost was like they forgot or almost made me kind of forget that she was engaged.
Because
They kept egging it on and like basically encouraging them to like, what is it, hate bang or something like that? So I'm like, wait, guys, are we forgetting she's engaged? Like, this is her third engagement, so I don't think she wants to screw that up again. Like, what is going on? It's crazy. But are you team Angelina or team Vinny?
So funny. I was just about to ask you, who do you believe? Who do you believe? I'm going to ask you
Okay,
first.
So when Angelina dropped that whatever it was about Vinny hitting her up back in the day, wanting to, you know, get together or whatever, I don't know. I don't know.
She said she got one in the chamber. So let us know, guys, what you think. Do you believe Angelina or Vinny? Do you think that Angelina's is telling the truth and that Vinny was hitting her up and all of that good, sly stuff that Paulie's obviously, you know, his other significant other's very upset about because he's like, I thought I knew you. Or do you believe Vinny and she's lying? Because me, I kind of believe Angelina's.
You know, honestly, I'm with Dina. I want receipts, all right? I'm all about the receipts.
Yeah.
We want receipts, okay? So I just need to know, like, from... I just need evidence. I need proof. If she has text messages, she should show them.
I think... Well, they don't have their phones on them, I don't think. So that's...
She can post it up on social media.
I do. Yes. But what I'm thinking is that Angelina... I think that maybe... There was, like, some back and forth, but she's maybe exaggerating it, if that makes any sense. Like, I could see them maybe being like, hey, what's up? Oh, it's been a while. Mm-hmm. Oh, we should do something. Like, I could see that happening. I don't know if, like, really he was, like, confessing his love or wanting to hook up with her. Mm-hmm. I don't really know about that.
I think that's what it is, because Angelina does have a habit of exaggerating a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I think maybe there is some truth to it. Because I didn't even know, like, when she revealed a couple weeks ago that they'd known each other since high school or whatever, and she was telling all these stories. I didn't know about that. But then it seemed like
I was shocked.
it seemed like Vinny was kind of like not in 100% denial, but he was just like, oh, I don't remember that happening, or wait, I don't think that's happened. I've only seen you like one time or whatever.
Yeah.
So like I said, there might be some truth to what she says, but she may kind of just over exaggerate.
Yeah. I mean, I was shocked when I found out they went to high school together, because it's just so random that all the people that probably auditioned, how did they pick two people that know each other? You know, yeah. But it's, you know, Jersey and New York, not all of them from Jersey. It's a big place. So it's just, they're two big places. So it's kind of funny. And I also think that Vinny doesn't, he just laughs and smiles. He doesn't seem to really be mad or upset. And he doesn't really seem to like, that's why I kind of believe her.
But then again, I feel like the reason why he is a little bit quiet is because, you know, he doesn't really think that they would really believe her because of her, you know, track record of, you know, running her mouth and not always being truthful. But I don't know.
Who knows? J-Well said that it is a Staten Island mating ritual. And what I thought was so funny, because I kept seeing it on the, not flashbacks, the previews, was Snooki said to Mike, Mike, this is like us 2.0. And there was flashbacks going on where it was Angelina and Vinny throwing food at each other. And then there's Mike and Nicole throwing things at each other. They give each other a high five. I was like, oh, I miss them.
Oh my gosh. It was, I loved when they were playing like those little flashbacks from like the earlier seasons and stuff. It was just great. Like I was having such like, oh, such crazy nostalgia and like, oh my gosh. It was just bringing me back.
I know. I'm currently watching season 6 of The Jersey Shore. I went through all of them before the family vacation came, and I'm now just getting, because I didn't get to do the season 6 yet, I'm watching that. So a lot of the flashbacks they were showing was something I just watched like yesterday. So definitely watch them on Hulu. Mm-hmm. Can't get enough of them.
Yes.
But so the only person that's missing from the house is Ronnie.
I know.
And I feel like it didn't feel the same because the whole cast was there except for him. And it's like he's in, it's just crazy that he's in this season, but not for that specific Jersey Shore time. What do you think it is? Like, I know he has a lot of stuff going on, but he obviously comes out to Jersey because they get another house somewhere else. He obviously still comes out. So why do you think he missed this?
I mean, I think it was just the timing of everything that's happened, you know, with that whole car situation between Jen and him, and him being dragged. I mean, that was just crazy. And it, like, literally, I just remembering from last week, when they were actually going to the Shore House, but they weren't sure if Ronnie was going to make it because it literally happened like the day before they were traveling out to the shore. So, and obviously he didn't make it because of that. So I felt like it kind of sucked. I mean, I'm pretty sure he really wanted to, and I'm sure he's having, what is it called? FOMO, like some serious FOMO right now or back then or whatever, because, you know, it was like that moment, that's where it all started. Why wouldn't you want to come back to that? I'm sure he really wanted to, but unfortunately, his crazy baby mama just messed things up for him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm proud of him, too, for making the right decision. But we also, I mean, it's not that – I feel kind of bad because I keep forgetting Sam, wasn't it? Because it's just now, right? We just haven't had her since 6 years ago, and she just hasn't been a part of it. So it's like, I feel bad. I would love for her to come back. Do you think she ever would if Ronnie wasn't in it?
I think she would. I think if Ronnie wasn't in it, she would definitely come back. But I mean, I understand why she didn't, you know, come back, because, you know, that whole Ronnie and Sam thing was brutal. I mean, obviously from the earlier seasons, but, you know, it still sucks because, and I'm sure, I really feel like she's probably having some sort of like, you know, FOMO right now. Like, oh man, I really wish I was there, but
it shows how real the relationship was, because, you know, a lot of people think that there's a lot of stuff for TV, but obviously, if she's not coming back because of that, it was real. But, you know, we know that Ronnie is definitely having FOMO right now. Yeah. And I feel kind of bad because they were all the guys were on the roof, and they were just talking about how Mike's getting married, obviously, which is so exciting.
Yes.
And he asked, which, I mean, I knew it was going to happen. He asked the other guys, he asked Vinny and Pauly if they could be in the wedding party. But he was having questions about Ronnie because of just everything going on between Ronnie and the baby mama and a lot of drama. Do you, like, how do you feel that he may not ask and he may just only be invited to the wedding?
See, okay, I feel really weird about this because obviously Ronnie's going through a lot. Everybody knows that. So I understand where Mike is coming from, how he's like, he doesn't want to put that pressure on him to be part of his wedding party, you know, because well, I guess it's a lot of responsibility as a groomsman or whatever. But, you know, going through what Ronnie's going through, the drama with his baby mama. And also, you know, we saw from last season, he kind of felt some type of way, you know, when everybody was preparing this whole engagement or whatever. And, you know, Ronnie was kind of getting emotional, I guess, because he was going through his own issues. So it's and you kind of got a sense that he kind of almost wanted what Mike has, you know. And but unfortunately, he can't get it because his baby mama's crazy. So, I could understand from Mike's perspective of how he's a little hesitant on asking him to be part of the wedding party. But I feel like he still should ask. I mean, it's just, I feel like it's the nicest thing to do. You know, he could be like, he can go about it like, hey, Ronnie, I know you're going through a lot right now, and I don't want you to feel that you're obligated to be part of this. But, you know, I would really like for you to be a part of my wedding party or something. And if he says no, then he says no. He'll understand either way. But, you know, I think he should still ask. It would be super messed up if he did not ask.
I agree. Exactly what you just said. And just kind of bringing it not about me, but I can understand where that came from, because my best friend got, one of my best friends got married, and I'm 3,000 miles away because she's in Jersey. And she was like, hey, you know, I don't want you to have pressure. I'd love for you to be a part of my big day, but I don't want you to be have pressure because I'm probably not going to be able to fly home. And like, there's a lot going on. But she still asked me. Yeah. So I think he has to ask. And then that's up to Ronnie if he wants to do it, or if it, you know, I don't know. Maybe they had him say that for the for the show, because I'm like,
I mean, I think it's just common, like, you know, like friendship code or bro code, whatever, girl code, whatever. You ask. It's just that respect.
Speaking of weddings, relationships, Angelina is actually engaged to.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. So whether whether you believe it or not, Angelina is engaged, and we all forget that. I don't know. I always forget it. And I think the most, I've never seen her open up as much as she did this episode, because we always see her putting her ass in a cake like this episode. Oh, God, there was so much that happened. She's just crazy.
She's acting like she's single. She's acting like she's not engaged. Like, I don't,
we always just see her doing really crazy things, but she was talking in one of the rooms to the roomies, all the girls, and was basically saying that they, I mean, I have it written down here specifically. She said that the fighting in their house is a normal thing in their household. And they've gotten into a lot of fights where his fiance was like, go be with Vinny, which is a very, very, very big thing, because she's on the show after him saying all this to go be with Vinny, and she's flirting with Vinny. And there's just a lot going on where she's saying, oh, it's normal to be fighting and stuff like that. And it's just so crazy, because if you look online, it's, oh, my soulmate, oh, my this, oh, my that. And it's so different. Were you surprised when she said that that was her dynamic with her fiance?
You know, honestly, I feel like I'm not surprised, but because, you know, I mean, Angelina, she's just crazy just on her own. So I figured she'd bring that in a relationship. But, you know, I feel like almost like knowing from what she said in this episode of like opening up about her relationship with her fiance, it just kind of made me feel like, is she trying to be spiteful, you know, with all the flirtations with, you know, Vinny and doing all this crazy stuff and acting like she's single? I'm wondering, you know, because she said in that episode, and after that whole like food fight, whatever that was between her and Vinny, she was just like, oh, yeah, me and my fiance got into a big fight. So and she like took the ring off or whatever. So then I was just like, when she said that at that moment, I was like, oh,
that makes sense.
Maybe that's why she's, you know, acting like all weird.
But it was a thing where her fiance did mention Vinny, though, before this episode, you know. So supposedly, you know, it must have already been a tension between them of what's going on. And she was also saying that, you know, I just find it crazy that all of the other roommates started opening up too. Snooki was like, yeah, trust me, it's still a problem here. And then JWoww was like, yeah, it almost led to divorce, which is sad, of the whole divorce rumors and stuff like that. And then Dina's like, you just really have to make it up to them in different ways. And it's just so crazy, because you just, all the husbands seem okay with it. Oh, this is their life. And it's like, there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind closed doors. So
I kind of feel like maybe that's why Sammy wanted to stay out of the show, because maybe her boyfriend was not okay with it. So she was just like, all right, I don't want to ruin this relationship for this show.
A while ago, she did say she was really happy in her relationship. Mm-hmm. But I mean, yeah, reality TV, it's crazy. There's obviously a lot of stuff that goes down. But what do you think? I mean, this is a little predictions, but it's not like fully. Do you think that she's actually going to get married to this guy, Angelina?
Ooh.
You think it's going to happen?
You know, honestly, I don't think their relationship is going to last. Whether they get married or not or whatever. If they do get married, okay. But I think it might end in a divorce.
Just
I don't think
the way they're talking about how it's normal in a household to fight. Like,
that's not normal.
It's not. Trust me, I've been there. It is not normal. So, I don't know. Do you guys out there, what do you guys think? Do you think that's normal? Do you think that Angelina and Vinny are going to, you know, bang it out? I don't know how else to say that.
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised, honestly. If I hear they banged it out, I mean, I don't know when it's going to happen. Honestly, here's how I kind of picture it all happening. Here's how I picture it going down. Angelina and her fiance, whatever, are eventually going to break it off, because to hear about them fighting every day, I mean, that's not normal.
Yes,
and I feel like they're going to break up. And then Angelina is somehow going to run back to Vinny, because Vinny seems to be like the go-to rebound person for after like a big fight or a breakup, because we saw that in previous seasons with Snooki and Vinny. So after Snooki and Gianni had their issues. But yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. I won't be surprised. I really won't.
We'll get more into that situation, because I got some opinions on that too when it comes to predictions. But you also have something to share with us right now.
I do. After Buzzers, guess what? Our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But guess what, guys? We need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. And by subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. And let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. And for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes, thank you guys so much. Always be sure to give us a big thumbs up, like, comment. We love to read your comments. We love to engage with you guys because, you know, we're Jersey Shore fans, but so are you. Yeah. And we like to get other opinions on this crazy show.
Oh, yeah.
So one of the last things they did was they went onto the boardwalk, and it was so surreal to see them walking on the boardwalk. Like I said, this episode, seeing the flashbacks and stuff like of the crew, I'll never forget when, because I am from Jersey here, I just like to tell you guys a little insight just because it's funny to hear like behind the scenes and what goes on. I remember some of my friends, I remember my sister's like, oh my God, they're going to be doing a show in Jersey, because it's like nobody gave a shit about Jersey. And then she was like, yeah, I saw all these people on the boardwalk. They were being filmed. Nobody knew who they were. Nobody cared. And now look at them.
I know.
It's just so funny. So they went on the boardwalk, and after Hurricane Sandy, everybody knows that the boardwalk got completely destroyed. So Situation said it got upgraded, and you know, he was very happy about that because now all the rides are new. Everything's all
revamped. Yeah, I was looking
at
some of the rides. I was like, I don't remember seeing this.
Nope, they're all new. So they all got to ride them for the first time.
That's awesome.
And they went and visited the t-shirt shop.
Yes, the Shore Store. Oh my gosh.
How did it feel to watch them walk back into the Shore Store, including Angelina, who last Danny fired and said, you're not going to go to work. You have to be out. She's never worked there before.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went back today.
I was definitely looking forward to that meetup between Angelina and Danny, because last time they were together, obviously, we all saw it wasn't good. I think, what'd he call her, like an a-hole or something like that?
You're fired. I wonder if they've seen each other since then, though.
I'm sure they spoke about, like, behind closed doors and was like, hey, you know, you want to come on the show or something like that.
Yeah, but, like, it was probably something like that. Like, a lot of the stuff, like, when it's so funny when it says they were working, right? When they were doing t-shirt shop, and then Snooki would just go get wasted and come back. Like, you know, like, he would laugh. Like, obviously, you're not really getting fired. I mean, the whole Angelina thing was, she probably wanted to leave anyway, but you know how it was. Them working was, it's a show. He knew that they were going to go get drunk and not really work. So it was crazy to see them all back there.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about when Angelina did the press wrong? Did the t-shirt press?
Oh my gosh. I thought that was actually really hilarious. I mean, that's just typical Angelina just messing things up. But that was just definitely a pretty funny way to go. I just find it so funny because it's like, you know, she has like a chance to kind of just redeem herself with Danny, and then she just screws up the machine and he's like, "You broke my machine. Like, what's wrong with you?"
I love it. It's like, "Oh, things have never changed."
But it was just great. I loved it.
So this episode was, I mean, it's fun. It's always so fun. Like, they could sit there and just talk. It's just the dynamic between the jokes they throw, the things they do. It's just something about it is always so endearing.
It's seriously, they could literally do this, like, forever until they're, like, 80, 90. Like, what Snooki said, "Oh, I could be at the Shore House when I'm, like, 90 years old." Like, it'll still be fun to see them.
The only thing I didn't like was now they're like, "Oh, we're 30 now. Let's upgrade. This place is, like, or whatever," and I'm like, "Oh, come on! That's where you were from. Like, don't be dissing the Shore House. Don't be doing that."
I think it's really because they couldn't stay there for long. Because didn't they say, like, over when they first called Danny, they were just like, "Oh, we want to go, stay at the Shore House, like the old times or whatever." And then he was just like, "Oh, it's rented out," or something like that.
I mean, I think that they're not. I don't think that they're really allowed to stay there. I think maybe for the night, but there has to be a reason why they're not staying there, because they are moving. And I do like how these seasons, it is kind of cool that they're going from Vegas to Jersey and going to different places that are not just in one house. And I kind of like that dynamic, because if you watched Snooki and JWoww, I don't know if you guys have watched that out there. If you guys are Jersey Shore fans, you probably did. It was more of their lives, you know. Snooki, it was when she had Lorenzo, and JWoww was doing her own thing. So I think that would be cool if they did. They're kind of doing now. They are like, "Look, they left. Like, we'll see you next week." And they're kind of, it gives them more ammo. Like, I feel like if they're just in the house for too long, they're just going to be like, "I want to go see my kids. I want to do this." But they get fully recharged before they come back.
Yeah. If anything, like, I mean, I guess I could understand why, but they didn't go to Karma. Karma was just like, the spot.
Maybe they're not allowed. Because it's not like they haven't been partying. Come on, they were in Vegas getting wasted and partying.
But I feel like it would be different. Like, imagine, because I feel like in Karma, there's just a bunch of, like, 18, 20-year-olds or whatever. So them just going in their 30s, like,
oh, I'd love to see them at Karma. When they didn't do that, I was sad. Were you guys sad they didn't go to Karma?
Let us know.
But we're going to get into now. We're going to get into predictions. No, we're getting into news and gossip, because we have a few of them, but, like, there's a lot we have to say about them. So let's get into some news and gossip. All right. So, Snooki, let's get into this one first. So Snooki has two new shows on MTV.
Yes.
Isn't that crazy?
She is booked and busy. Yes, girl. Get it, Snooki.
So it's a cooking show with Joey. I'm not sure the name of that one yet, but then the one that's coming on, that comes on after Jersey Shore, is How Far Is Tattoo Far? And the first episode, Angelina's in it. And, you know, I think people are having mixed reviews about that. They're kind of like, this is stupid, which, no offense, I kind of think it is, too. I'm way more excited for the cooking show. And what about you?
Oh, yeah. I'm finding the tattoo show a little interesting. I think I might check it out.
Yeah, we have to check it out.
I mean, we have to. It's Snooki. Yeah. She's in there, of course.
I'll watch anything, even if I don't like it. Yeah. That she's in.
But I don't know. That's just the whole concept of that show. It's like, okay. But I am excited for the show with Joey. Like, that's going to be fun. The cooking show. He's super, super, super funny. So.
I just love that the show was so big then, and now Snooki's like making moves, and some people were making fun of the tattoo show, or no, it was one of the, next time I'll screenshot, I should have screenshot it because I was like stalking them and I forgot to screenshot it. But Snooki, if you guys look at her Instagram, she always has comebacks and comments on people. Not everyone. Have you ever noticed that she'll always, if a hater comments, she'll always like send a few of them out. And I guess someone was saying that the show was stupid or whatever, and yep, there it is up there. New TV show. And someone was talking about, I don't know which one it was, one of the shows, and they were saying that it was, like, stupid or whatever, and, like, why are you doing this? And she's like, it's another paycheck, honey. Like, at least she's honest. That's what I love about her. She's brutally honest, and she calls out those
I feel like that's going to encourage more trolls to comment, though, just so they can get that attention. Like, oh, my gosh, Snooki commented on my post. Oh, my gosh.
And then another news and gossip, and this isn't something that specifically happened. This has just been happening to Snooki and JWoww a lot. They've been getting a lot of mom shaming. So they always post about their kids. And there's been a few pictures. There was one from the situation, Big Daddy Sitch, his engagement party. And there's a little picture of Snooki and JWoww. They literally are their kids, and they look literally like mini me's of them, if that makes any sense. And they're always getting mom shame. People are saying, why don't you brush your kids' hair? Why are you guys always looking so, like, glamorous and all these expensive clothes and you put your kids in Crocs and you can't, because I guess Giovanna was wearing Crocs. And I'm just like, what do you think about these mom shamers?
Honestly, haters are going to hate. Honestly, they just need to ignore them. Like, everybody has their own ways of raising their kids. I mean, they're not even doing anything wrong with their kids.
No.
They're just posting pictures. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. So who cares if they have their own social media accounts? It's like they're run by the parents, not the kids. So I don't think it's a big deal. And, oh, yeah, the whole brushing hair. I mean,
I'm telling you,
they're just going to comment just negative
stuff. J-Wa's daughter has, like, very thin, like, I mean, I'm not being mean, stringy hair, which is like me. I have very, very thin hair. When I was younger, like, I would go and play and do whatever, and I'd come back. My mom could brush it 50 million times. It was like all over the place. So I'm like, they're kids. Let them be. I can't say mom shamer. Mm-mm. Please, if you're a mom shamer, don't do that, because who cares? If people that do that, it doesn't make sense to me, because I'm like, you wouldn't dress your kids like that. You say, okay, that's great. They're not your kids, so don't dress your kids like that. There you go. You're not. I'm sorry, I can't. That makes sense. That's a whole other conversation in one. But I think the biggest news and gossip that we have is Big Daddy Sitch was sentenced to 8 months in prison for tax evasion. And if you look in the picture that they posted, it's not just the cast. The crew's there, and I think they filmed it, which I'm really happy about. I'd love to see their raw emotions.
Yeah, that should be interesting to see. I mean, honestly, you know, it still sucks. I mean, going to prison is never a good thing. But, you know, at least I thought it was going to be longer. So 8 months for tax evasion.
When I read that and it said 8 months, I mean, like you said, obviously jail is not something you want to do. But I was like, thank God.
People go away for years.
Yeah, I was thinking years. So I was just like, wow, he's really lucky. Yeah. Because then I know he has 2 years of probation and there's a couple other stuff that he needs to do, which is, you know, better than going to jail for 2 years. So,
yeah.
And I think, you know, I wonder what led into that. Maybe on the show they'll show more, because why do some people go away for longer and others don't? I don't know if maybe he's been doing stuff behind the scenes that's, you know, made him kind of gave him a better look, you know, because I think his brother is going away for two.
Oh, really?
Let me know if I'm wrong with that, but I think that he's going away for two. I need to double check on that before I speak. I'm sorry if I'm wrong, but I'll definitely confirm that with you next week.
And hopefully, like, when they show it, because I know there were talks about how Mike wants to kind of just marry, obviously, his fiance before he serves the time. So I thought that was, like, really sweet. I don't know how they're going to do
it. Why, though? Why don't you just wait until you're out and you're, like, I don't know. I wouldn't want to get married and know, oh, my God, I'm going to jail. And, like, I don't know. I'd want to be like, I'm done jail. I'm marrying the love of my life. And let's continue on our journey. Like, that's just me. I don't know.
I kind of see why he wants to do it. I mean, obviously, they're not going to throw, like, a big, you know, party, like, ceremony or whatever. Because there's no time for that. It takes a lot of planning. But I think they're probably just going to do something really small. Like, maybe, like, I don't know. Sometimes I think they usually go to, like, the courts and get legally married or something like that. Just so that she has, like, that ring and she can say, like, oh, my husband. Or
no,
like,
Big Daddy said she's a Big Daddy Sitch wedding.
Oh, yeah, of course. He's definitely going to have it. After he gets off, he's going to probably throw the biggest wedding ever. It's going to be, like, a wedding / celebration party or whatever.
And then hopefully a little meatball.
Yes!
And speaking of meatballs, we have a little meatball of the week. You want to take it away?
My favorite segment. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so little meatball of the week. We have baby Ariana Skye.
She looks so cute there. She
so
does.
So adorable. Oh, and guess what? I pulled this from her social media account.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, there you go, mom shamers. How about that?
She looks like a baby munchkin.
She's so cute.
She actually does look like a little meatball.
So cute. She's wearing her little Yankees shirt. I don't know if they just came back or are on their way to a Yankees game. But yeah, representing New York. That's what's
up. She's getting cuter.
She's so cute.
I felt bad. In the beginning, I was like, eh, because I hate when everyone's like, all babies are cute. No, they're not. I'm sorry. I disagree with that. But she's getting cuter. I didn't think she was that cute in the beginning.
I think only
you can
because
disagree with me,
if you see, yeah, you do see that she looks a lot like Ronnie. So I think that's probably why it was just like, oh, this is weird.
It looks like him.
But she's so cute.
All right. Well, let's just get into some quick predictions. Ooh. Take it away.
And now,
your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Ooh, always off timing with that one. I wish I'd be like, sync the timing, but
take it away with predictions.
Ooh, okay, so they're leaving the shore, you know, Jersey Shore, and they're going to AC. So I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, Ronnie's coming back, so I'm excited about that. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, no more baby drama, baby mama drama. But then again, I don't know because it's just been crazy.
Oh, she's going to be there. Did you see the previews?
Oh, she's going to be there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness.
I think we missed out on the last part of the preview, but I did see it. And JWoww goes... I think it's JWoww that was like, your mugshot, you look great in your mugshot. Because he says he wants to get them together. He's like, I'd love for Jen to come, guys. And everyone's like, what? She like spits out her drink.
I just don't understand. He got dragged by her.
You know what it
car.
Is?
Car.
He just wants, if you're ever in a relationship, you have a kid, so you're bound to them forever. Doesn't matter, past 18, that's still going to be your kid together. So, you know, you just want to do everything to make it work. And even though it's, he'll eventually realize because it takes, sometimes it's, you can, someone can tell you things all day long, but if you have to learn for yourself, mm-hmm. because if someone tells you that, you need to want to take the responsibility and take action and leave and do whatever you need to do by yourself. So,
yeah, he even mentioned like earlier in the episode, like when they showed him back in Vegas taking care of Ariana and then his mom came to visit and stuff, but he even said at the confessionals, like, oh, I really wanted to make this work. I really want to have a family. But it's like he's working so hard with the idea of having this family together and stuff, but he's like really not understanding, like, he needs to face reality. It's going to work. It's not going to be good for him, not going to be good for the baby mama, and especially, most importantly, not going to be good for Ariana.
Yeah, and if you're in a relationship out there that is toxic like that, it is, I mean, I do understand it is harder to leave than stay because you get comfortable and you want something to work because you initially had something great with that person and you want it to work. But sometimes it doesn't and you just need to be strong enough to leave. And I think he'll have his time. I don't know. So what is it with Ronnie and his relationships? You know, I pray for you, Ronnie. What other predictions do you have?
I'm praying for you too. And this whole Angelina and Vinny situation. I don't know. There's some tension going on between them. I don't know. I mean, it could go. They could fight one day. They can bang the next day. Fight again. I don't know. I really don't know. But I just hope it doesn't break her engagement up. But I think it might. Who knows?
So some predictions. When it comes to Ronnie, I definitely think that, I mean, I think they're making it more, when it comes to all of this stuff, I think they're making it a little bit more dramatized so that we watch the show, but I'll watch it no matter what. But I think that Ronnie, you know, Jen's going to come, and I think it's just going to be really awkward. I don't really have a say of exactly what's going to happen with that. When it comes to Angelina and Vinny, I do not think they're going to hook up. I think they're just building this tension and building everything where she is engaged. You see on her social media, unless she does hook up with Vinny and he forgives her, I just don't think it's going to happen, but I think they're just going to lead us on so much. Would I like it to happen? Hell yeah, that's great TV, but I just don't think it's going to happen. No, no.
I guess we'll
see. Anything
else?
All right, well, that was an episode for you guys. Thank you so much for watching the Jersey Shore After Show on AfterBuzz TV. We genuinely love talking to you guys and hearing comments, so make sure to give us a big thumbs up, subscribe to AfterBuzz TV, and leave the comments below. We love to hear from you guys because, I mean, like I always say, this show is not just for us, it's for you guys, and we love hearing the comments because the show is so crazy. But make sure to follow me on Instagram at Let's Face It, with Justine. Where can we find you?
Yes, thank you guys so much for tuning in. And yeah, definitely make sure you guys comment because there's so much to talk about in this show. There's so much going on. But you can find me on social media on Instagram at Janon Bo. I'm Janon, also known as DJ, also known as Big Mama DJ.
Woo! And we will have our full panel back next week. And, you know, they're going to be watching at home and we're going to be talking all about the drama. So stay tuned. Next week's going to be even crazier and we'll see you then.
Bye!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.